This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Beginning Tuesday, November 18th through Thursday, November 20th, the Price County Highway Department will be performing trail maintenance on the Tuscobia Trail in the town of Lake in Price County. The Tuscobia Trail will be closed between County Highway E and Tower Road, beginning at 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. daily. Once again, Tuesday through Thursday of this week, the Price County Highway Department will be performing trail maintenance on the Tuscobia Trail. It will be closed between County Highway E and Tower Road in the town of Lake, beginning at 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. daily. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your understanding and cooperation. Sunday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, there's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. This is $10 per plate, with children 10 and under only $5, featuring pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and milk. This is your opportunity to support the Mercer VFW post, number 9536. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post in Mercer. Gas prices have dropped again. Melissa Kay has more.
Gas prices fell 5.6 cents over the last week for an average of $2.77 across the state. This is 14.5 cents higher than a month ago, but 5.6 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say oil prices are mostly stable near the $60 per barrel level. Refinery maintenance is almost complete, meaning supplies should increase. Between that and seasonal declining demand, officials are hopeful the national average will be below $3 per gallon by Christmas.
The Prentice School District would like to host Shopping with the Elves to allow students the experience of buying presents for their families during the holiday season. They are looking for donated items to help this program be successful. They will be taking donations during school hours through Friday, December 12th. Also, basketball games on December 2nd and 5th, and the Christmas concert December 11th. They do ask that all donated items cost no more than $10. All donations are welcome. However, there is a particular need for gifts for dads, boys, and teens. Gift bags, ribbons, fishing lures, ice scrapers, snacks, hand warmers, and other things in that category. The shopping date will be Friday, December 19th. More information will be sent out at a later date. Once again, the Prentice School District is asking for donations to help out with Shopping with the Elves. They will be taking donations during school hours through Friday, December 12th, and they do ask that all donated items cost no more than $10. Thursday, November 20th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., you're invited to join L. Denton Kennett at the Park Falls Public Library as he shares his tales of magic, sorcery, and mysterious adventures. Books will be available for purchase, and you can learn more at ldkennett.com. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 20th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., over at the Park Falls Public Library. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Lung Association, more than 35 million Americans live with lung disease. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in the United States, not counting skin cancer, right behind breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. Someone is diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. about every 2 minutes, with around 360 deaths per day. That means roughly 1 in 5 cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends yearly lung cancer screenings for anyone who is between 50 and 80 years old, has a 20-pack year or more smoking history, and smokes now or has quit within the past 15 years. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brume. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, if called upon, I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon, and not much wind either out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.